Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
8:40. Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren.
So you know what? Today, this Thursday, I have to ask you this question. Do you even, does Wendy Nola take part in Black Friday sales?
Well, that's a trick question because in the last few years, you would have noticed it's not just the one day, Black Friday, as it was meant to be, you know, the US phenomenon, which has been going for 50, 60 years. It kicks off, it's the day after Thanksgiving. It's a public holiday in the US. Many wish it was here as well so they could shop properly. But yeah, it kicks off the festive season in the US. It's now gone global. We embrace it as South Africans better than most other nations. I think second only to Germany, our spike is something like 1,950 times greater than a normal shopping day. Okay. But the thing is, that's just on the day, but as you can't have failed to notice unless you were living in a cave, it's now Black November. Can you cope? So I'm over it already. And yes, Take A Lot started their early offers or whatever they call them on Sunday already. So I had decided what I wanted to buy and I bought it a couple of days ago. And so that's my Black Friday. But I'm certainly not going to be sitting with my finger poised at midnight tonight to buy something online. And nor am I going to be doing the queuing outside game or whatever to do the whole. I can do without that sort of crush. But it's largely FOMO, Darren. And that is the problem. That's what drives people to spend money that they don't have.
Well, when are most people likely to be shopping online tomorrow?
Okay, so according to Black Friday Global, which tracks these things in many countries, last Black Friday here in South Africa, internet activity was at its peak between 8 and 11. So not at midnight, as you might think, although there is a strong peak there. People who stay up and want to get the bargains before they go to sleep. But the biggest spark is by far between 8 and 11.
So they wake up and trade
in the morning.
Between 8 and 11
wake
in the
up.
Okay.
So I'm thinking if you want to, because as has happened in previous years, these sites topple under the strain, right? When there's just too many people trying to buy things on there at the same time. So if you do want to join the online frenzy, going by last year's trends, if you don't fancy staying up till midnight, you set your alarm for 5 o'clock, say, and then you can do your shopping and avoid the major online congestion that starts at around 8. I don't know how. I mean, do those people not have jobs or what? Or they're shopping at work? I'm not sure. Maybe they take a day off. But anyway, Black Friday Global also reveals, as I said, that South Africans are more gaga than any other nations. Even Australians, hey, their spike last year was 871%, which is less than half that of South Africans, 1,552. So they haven't gone as big as we have.
Wow.
So, yeah, my advice is, shop wise, get the bargains, but be very mindful of the fact that almost half of all credit active South African consumers are currently 3 months or more behind in their repayments. So that is something to think about. If you're going to shop Black Friday, rather do it with money you have.
Yeah.
The money you're going to have to borrow.
Rule number one of Black Friday, only with money that you have. But some sobering statistics there. That said, what are the top five tips for, surviving Black Friday?
Okay. I've tried to summarize them, but you're going to have to hold that thought. I will tell you in a little bit.
We'll make that shop talk.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Back with Wendy Nola. The top five surviving Black Friday tips with consumer journalist extraordinaire Wendy Nola in about 6 or 7 minutes.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Welcome back, Wendy.
Hello, Darren. So it's time to talk sensible things.
Yes,
people
go for
don't
it.
Want to hear these things because, you know, there's just a lot of noise about buy, 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 save, save, save. Okay, I'm going to shoot through these. Number one, be strategic and stay focused. It's like if you go to a casino, you know, like set aside a certain sum. Decide what you want to buy, whether it's a new TV, a washing machine, an investment jacket, whatever it is, Christmas presents in many cases people are doing, school stationery stuff for the new year. Track the prices. It's a bit late for that now, but track the prices so that you know if the 60% claimed discount is real or manipulated. In other words, they shove the price up a few weeks before and then say, oh, that's a 70% discount. Ideally, pay with money you have. This is number two, so that you don't have to go into credit or go into deeper into credit. If you do go into credit, pay it off as fast as you can, or the high interest costs will cancel out all those lovely savings you think you're getting. As I said, number three, as with gambling, and this is very similar, this whole hype around I might win big, I can't lose out. Set yourself a spend limit and then stick to it no matter what. Do not let Black Friday lead you to being blacklisted. A ruined credit record is really no fun at all. It could even jeopardize your job prospects or your insurance claim because they consider you to be bad with finances and a bit of a risk.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a thing. 4, only shop on established, trusted online sites if you're going online, preferably local, so that you don't have to worry about the shock of VAT or customs duty when you get the so-called bargain and then it's got all this extra cost that goes to SARS. Look for the small image of a padlock in front of the URL. We should all know this by now if we're shopping online. And please, please, please ignore any ads which pop up on Facebook or any other social media.
I'm just going to add to that. Ignore anything that's on Facebook unless you can find a verified source. Like if it isn't
those Facebook ads, really.
If it isn't a picture of your auntie in Sheppies with her cats, it's fake. It's false. It's fake news. It's Facebook.
Don't go there. And that brings me to another thing about leading on from pop-ups. Anything to do with Black Friday that is urging you to buy now to make a rash decision, right? Isn't anything in commerce danger signs, red flag? Do things in your own time with your thinking. Cap right firmly on over your ears. Number 5, unlike this is important, unlike when you buy something in a shop, when you buy online, you have 7 days from the date of delivery to send it back for a refund, even if there's nothing wrong with it. You just get to say,
keep that in mind.
I don't want it anymore. I don't know what, something came over me on Black Friday. I actually don't want or need this. That's thanks to the Electronic Communication and Transactions Act. So you do get to have buyer's remorse within 7 days. Technically, you have to send it back at your cost, but most of the established online sites, South African ones, they will actually bear the cost of that for you. So that's a huge boon, a huge plus with online shopping. When you buy in a normal shop, a bricks and mortar shop, the one that you queued for 3 hours outside for to get in at midnight, it has to be defective for you to have a legal right to a refund. So they might give you an exchange or a credit or something, but only with online buying do you have an out to get your money back if you just change your mind. So if you're a person that gets buyer's remorse, and this is the time of year that you may well very well get buyer's remorse, do it online rather. And then I just wanted just some fun facts. Take-A-Lot started their early Black Friday deals on Sunday, as I say. Let's stretch it out for a week or a month. And the price slashing start on Sunday. Its top sellers, I asked them yesterday, its top sellers since then are a mix of sensible essentials and spoils. So here they are, Jack Daniel's whiskey, Montego dog food, a Fujifilm mini film camera, Calvin Klein perfume. Do not pack it in your bag when you travel. It will get pilfered if you're going through ORT. Very strong possibility. DSTV Explorer decoder. A white folding table, which was also the top seller last year, I think because we're going into a time when people are having family around and catering and going for picnics and whatever. And then I love this, so sensible, a Croxley A4 hardcover display file, obviously for Backs to School 2020. So very sensible there. Yes, and I just want to leave with this. Remember, the biggest saving you can make on Black Friday is on those things you don't buy. 100% saving. 100% off. I love that.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Darren. Be careful out there.
Yeah, be careful out there. Are you the 80s cop from what's it?
I'm old enough to remember Hill Street Blues. Hey, be careful out there.
Hey, be careful out there, guys. So there you go. You've heard it from Wendy Nola. And if you want to get a hold of Wendy, her Facebook, that's the only other trusted place on Facebook, is Wendy's page. There's an email option there as well. It's Wendy Nola Consumer. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren. East Coast Breakfast.